Hello, Garak, and welcome to a test episode of my new podcast. Now, you guys may be wondering, what? Don't you already have a podcast with Jack? Yes, but it's so infrequent when we film, and I'd like to put out podcasts more because I enjoy not only listening to them, not the ones I do specifically, but I enjoy listening to podcasts. I enjoy listening to them while I'm playing Minecraft or playing a game or something like that, or doing something like just simply scrolling through Twitter, depending on whatever the hell it is. I enjoy just watching or listening, rather, I guess, just listening to that and then just doing something else in the background. So I enjoy doing that. But whenever me and Jack, we get around to filming, it's so infrequent, and I'd like to do it more. I'd like to do podcasts more than I do. So I decided podcasts have been becoming more and more popular as the internet evolves, I guess. And I thought, you know, Chris D'Elia, he has his podcast, and it's mainly just him. For most episodes, it's just him. And I thought, you know, I like doing podcasts. I was like, why don't I do it? And then I just tried coming up with names. I was like, what could it be? And I thought maybe LonerCast or something like that. Because that was a thing. Because Markiplier and a bunch of people he did videos, he still does videos with, came up with the BonerCast. And back like late 2015, early 2016, something like that. And I thought, you know what? I'll do the LonerCast because I was doing a stream, and Would You Rather, I think I was playing that, and then I was like, you know, I don't feel like doing this anymore, and then I was like, let's do a podcast, I did that, and I called it the LonerCast. I think it's still maybe a clip over on Twitch. If you go into the videos tab and you sort by clips, then maybe you could find it. You can maybe find a little bit of it. I don't know if you could find the whole thing. I did that, and I thought, you know what, I could bring that back and call it the LonerCast. But then I started thinking, and I just, all of a sudden, this was all last night at like 2 a.m. Just, it popped into my mind. The Lone Wolf. And I was like, that is the perfect name, since my username is The Dark Wolf Show, and I'm alone. The Lone Wolf, that's a perfect name for the podcast. So this is the Lone Wolf Podcast. So yeah, basically, all this will be is just me just sitting and talking. And if you've ever been early to one of my live streams over on Twitch, this is basically what it's going to be. This is going to be very reminiscent of that, where I just sit and talk and I tell stories. It'll basically be just a vlog. And I'm still not 100% sure how often I'm gonna do these. I may do them every week, I may do them every other week. I'm not 100% sure yet whether or not I'll do another episode even. Because if this doesn't do the greatest, I probably won't do a second one, because this will be relatively time consuming, given podcasts normally are. I don't know. This will be a fun thing to experiment with. Because like I said earlier, I enjoy doing this, but I never really get to do it. Like I said, I'm not sure if this will be weekly or every other week, if this does, do good, because I'd love to do it, but I don't know how frequently I'm gonna do it quite yet. So if I do it regularly, it'll probably be every other week. That's that, I guess, for just kind of housekeeping shit. So yeah. I guess we could get on into the topics. So the first thing, I have a couple things I'd like to talk about, but thing that's like kind of more so relevant to me is the fair. That's in town, because that always comes the weekend, like the Thursday to Sunday before school, and it's in town. When this is going out, I'm most likely in school, but well, school's going on, I guess. So that's happening right now. So but this is recorded a few days ago, I guess, before this is going out. So the fair's in town, and that's always here, the weekend, I guess, before school starts. So yeah, me, Jacob, and Bobby, we went. I'm recording this on Saturday. Me, Jacob, and Bobby, we went yesterday, and we were there. We didn't go on any rides because the rides weren't the greatest. There was a lot of kiddie rides and then a Ferris wheel. So that was really it. And I don't necessarily wanted to pay $20 for a wristband or for tickets. So we didn't do that. There was a big coin thing where you would buy tokens and you put the coins in, you drop them in and they roll down, and then bulldozer thing pushes them towards off the edge. So we did that. That was mainly the only thing we did, and then we looked at stuff that people made just walking around in the expo center. So we did that. And then we looked at animals and stuff that people had brought, I guess. So we did that stuff. But yeah, other than that, we didn't really do anything. But we had went. I don't know where I was going with that. One thing I guess that stands out, is I ate a fuck ton of fried food, and it was good, don't get me wrong, but, so basically what I had was, when me and Bobby first got there, because he brought me, because I don't drive, and I could have walked, but I didn't feel like it, and he offered to drive me there, so I was like, yeah, sure. When we first got there, Bobby got fried Oreos, and then I was like, I saw that they had a fried Snickers, and I was like, I'll try that. So I had that, and then, once Jacob got there, and we were done looking through the expo center, then they both got fried Oreos again. Bobby got fried Oreos again. And I saw that they had fried Nutter Butters. And I was like, that sounds interesting. I'll try that. They weren't the greatest. It tasted weird. The fried, the dough or whatever, I guess, around it. And then the peanut butter, it just tasted weird. It wasn't the greatest. But then right before we left, I had gotten fried Oreos. So, and as of late, I've been trying to gain weight, because, as you can tell, now more than ever, I guess, I'm skinny as hell, but I've been trying to put on weight, so I've been counting calories and shit like that. Normally, I'm supposed to have, I'm trying to figure out a way to say this, 2,280 calories a day. But usually I get around 1,000, 1,500, somewhere around there. The most I've done as of late, excluding yesterday, was 1,622. That's the most I've done, I think. And I've only been counting them for maybe a week or so. And yesterday I went over for the first time, because I hadn't eaten anything. I drank a couple of Mountain Dews, and I had a Red Bull right before we left, and I counted those, and I had some Chips Ahoy cookies, and other than that, nothing, before we left. And then once we got there, I counted the fried Oreos and the Snickers, and I tried looking for fried Nutter Butters on the app, and I couldn't find it. So yesterday, I consumed 2,879 calories, and I was like, Jesus Christ. And that's almost 600 calories over what I was supposed to. And it's not bad. It's not bad. Because it's like, oh well. But if I had eaten something yesterday, Jesus, I would have been real far over. But yeah, and it was mainly fats that I ate, I guess, which makes a lot of sense because there's a lot of fried shit. But yeah, so that was that. But yeah, another thing, at the fair yesterday, I guess saying that it doesn't make sense, but because this will probably go out a few days from now, but anyway, at the fair, we went to look at some more of the animals because we'd already went, but we were just walking around. We were doing something else, and then we went back, and we went to look at another set of animals, like the chickens and bunnies and stuff like that. And we or wait no this is after that. We went to look at, because someone else was there that we knew from our class. He was there. I'm trying to think, did we go and see the cows? No, I think it was the cows, and then we went to see all the chickens and stuff. So we went to see the cows, and then after we were done with that, this kid just comes up and jumps on the guy that we had seen, that just kind of he tagged along with us to look at shit, and he just jumps on his back. Like, this little kid, like probably 5 or 6 maybe, maybe even older, 7 maybe at the most, probably. But yeah, he just jumps on his back and just falls off, and he's like, oh. And then we start walking, because then he's just standing back behind us, so we're just like, okay, whatever. And he comes, jumps on me. I don't know who the fuck this kid is. He jumps on me, brings me to the ground, because I'm not the strongest. He just brings me to the ground, and I almost land on him. I'm like, oh shit. I didn't say that because it was a little kid, but I almost land on him, and I'm trying to get into, like, the barn, I guess is the easiest way to call it. Like, go to catch up with Jacob and Bobby and our friend. I try catching up to them, but this kid, he just keeps tackling me, and then he gets on my shoulders. He stays there for a little bit. He falls down. He grabs onto my leg, and then I'm like, let go. And he's like, okay. And then he's just laying there. His legs are still around my foot. I lift my foot up. My shoe comes off. I'm like, give me my shoe, please. And he's like, go catch it. And then he throws it behind me. He runs, grabs my shoe, and keeps throwing it. I'm like, stop, actually. Because I was getting pissed off. Because I didn't know who this kid was, and he keeps fucking around with me. And I'm like, quit. But he doesn't quit. So he just keeps throwing it. And then he throws it, like, more in my direction, close to me. And I sprint up, and then I grab it. And then I'm like, Jesus Christ. And I walk in, and then I catch up with Jacob and Bobby and our friend. I catch up with them, and then I'm like, I don't even know who that kid is. And then Jacob just laughs, and then we leave there, and then we're going back through this, like, alleyway, I guess. In between, like, the barn, and then I think it was the expo center, I think. So we go through, and then Jake, then he goes and he grabs onto Jacob, and then I think at some point, it may have been after this, but I'm not 100% sure. Our friend, he says, I don't even know who that is. And then our friend, we assume, me, Jake, and Bobby, we all assume that our friend knows this kid, but he's like, I don't even know who he is. And we're like, really? What the hell? And it was odd. I don't know what was wrong with this kid, but oof. It was something. It was odd. So yeah, had a random kid jump on me. That was a hell of a thing. But yeah, that was a bit goony. So yeah, I didn't expect that to happen. I expected him to jump on her friend and then be done. I assumed he'd just do that because I didn't know who he was. I didn't think Jacob and Bobby knew who he was. So I was just like, okay, he'll jump on our friend and he'll be done. He'll skedaddle or he'll just keep doing it because he did it a couple times before he jumped on me. But yeah, and then there was a point he tried jumping on Bobby, but Bobby's tall. He's like 6'1", 6'2", something like that. He's telling the kids like maybe 4 foot, maybe just under 4 foot, who knows? I'm not good at gauging distance or height or whatever. Yeah, so this kid, he's relatively short, obviously, because he's like 5 or 6 or maybe even 7, who goddamn knows. clearly none of us in our group. Yeah, he tries jumping on Bobby. His arms reach up to Bobby's shoulders, but then he just falls down. Then Bobby's like, "I'm too tall." And yeah, it was an experience, I guess. It was odd. But yeah, so then another thing. Well, I went to the fair the day before, because we had a bunch of stuff to do. Me, my mom, and my brother. We had stuff to do because I had an orthodontist appointment. My brother had to get shots because he just turned 11. I had to talk to my counselor about my schedule for school. And I may get into that, who knows? But who knows where this will take me, even if I remember. But yeah, so we had all that to do. And then afterwards, we went to the fair just to eat. We do all the stuff we had to do, and then I did have my orthodontist appointment earlier in the day, and then afterwards we went and did all the rest of the stuff. We did My brother got his shots, and we went to talk to my counselor, the school counselor. So we did that, and then we went up to the fair afterwards and had just fair food and shit. We did that, and we ate, and we looked at the stuff in the expo, and this is before me, Jake, and Bobby went yesterday. This was on Thursday. We were done with that, and then my mom was gonna go get a refill because she had gotten a lemonade. She was gonna get a refill or whatever. They were like $3 refills, but it was $5, so you may as well just buy another one. If it's so close to the original price, I think at least. My mom is gonna go do that and then go look at the animals and then probably go home. But I was like, I don't care about the animals, I'm gonna go home. And she's like, okay. I'm walking home and I'm just walking close to the curb and I look and I see like this greenish, or not green, like bluish gray thing. And I'm like, is that a mushroom? Because it's like a round, like oval thing. I just see it and I'm like, whoa, is that a mushroom? And then I walk past, like my leg's like right next to it. I'm like, right next to it. It's like right here next to me. And I see it and I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, is that a mushroom? What the hell? And then it starts moving and I jump and I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, it's a turtle. Because then I realized I could see its legs and I was like, oh, that's a turtle, not a mushroom. Yeah, that was an odd thing. I was surprised. I was like, what the fuck? But yeah, so back to talking about my schedule, I guess, since I remember it and that was such a short-lived a story, I guess. But if you don't know, I've talked about this a fair bit in my Twitch streams, but I took geometry last year and that did not go well. That did not go well for me. I failed second semester, not first semester though. I passed that barely. I passed that with a D minus. Math is not my thing. It's never been my thing. Math has never been my strong suit. Yeah, so I wasn't sure whether or not I'd have to retake geometry both semesters since I passed first semester, but I did pass with a D minus, so I was unsure. So we went to talk to my counselor about that. We went and did that. We were gonna go talk to my counselor, and we went and talked, and it was just, am I gonna have to take geometry both semesters or not? But then we figured out a thing that I'm gonna do so that then I can, I don't have to retake geometry, but for the week after school, like the Monday to Friday after school ends, I'm gonna have to go in and do an online thing. It's just like general math stuff, so hopefully it'll be easy. I'm assuming it will be since it's just general math stuff. But yeah, so hopefully that'll be nice and neat, and I'll get the credit, and then I won't have to do a math next year. Because if I do, what would I even be able to do? I'd probably have to do pre-algebra, because I've done algebra, geometry, and I'm doing consumer math, which is apparently easy because it's a lot of real life stuff. But yeah, so that's hopefully going to be pretty easy. But yeah, so as much as I don't like the fact that school's starting, it's fine, I guess. I don't know, because hopefully everything will be easy. But yeah, again, with school, since I'm thinking about it, our English teacher, the 11th and 12th grade English teacher, retired last year. Last year was her last year of teaching. But this year, the 7th and 8th grade English teacher is coming up, and everyone likes her. She's a great teacher, so I'm glad that she's gonna be up in the high school now and being our English teacher. It's a hell of an upgrade from our 9th and 10th grade English teacher, who quit, which pissed me off. I've talked about her a few times. I don't like her. I think I talked about it on the Subdued podcast, I think. Yeah, I've talked, I think I have, at least. I didn't like her at all. There's been plenty of times, and I may bring up some of that, but yeah. I didn't like her. So yeah. No one liked her. It isn't just me. It's not just me being like, ooh. It's literally everyone in the school does not like her. Everyone who's had her, I guess, because now the freshmen won't have her, which pisses me off. The thing that pisses me off really the most about this is the fact that my brother won't have her, because fuck, do I wish he'd have her. But not now, because he's only in middle school right now, so that sucks. But yeah, Jacob's is about that too. The fact that his sister isn't having that teacher, because I don't know, it just is goony. But yeah, that's that, I guess. But yeah, I guess since school starts is starting, I don't expect a decrease in the regularity of video. Well, I guess I could say two. But I'd like to still post regularly. I'd still like to post at least a couple times a week. A couple times a week, and I'd like to start doing more of the Reddit stuff as well, because that stuff's been really fun to do as of late. So I've been liking to do that, simply because it's what I've always liked to do, because I wanted to do it a lot last summer, but then I just never ended up doing it. I do Reddits, but then I never find good enough posts, I guess, and I wouldn't really care for it, so I'd be like, I'm not even gonna attempt to edit that video, because it's not great. But I'd like to start doing those more, because I'm trying to find a happy medium between what I like to do and what you guys like to watch, which is what you have to do as a YouTuber, I guess. I do quotes because I don't count myself as one, I guess, even though I do videos. But I don't know. I like doing videos, but it's like at the same... What the fuck am I saying? I don't even know. I went on autopilot and I didn't know what the hell I was saying. I want to do videos I like is what I was trying to say. I don't even know where the hell my mind was going. My brain shut off and I was just saying words. I want to do videos that I like. But I also have to do videos that you guys want to watch as well if I do want to grow. Granted, I'll probably never get to PewDiePie numbers or Jacksepticeye numbers, or my phone fell. Like PewDiePie numbers or Jacksepticeye numbers or Markiplier numbers, or even, it's unlikely that I'll ever grow to an exponential rate at this point. And especially in this ecosystem, I guess, of YouTube, of it being very much like you need to cater, I guess, in a way. You need to do stuff with other people. You need to clickbait, which I don't like doing. The most I do is the most I've done as of late, I guess, is Creeper Demolish My House. And I posted that on our videos just because the Minecraft stuff wasn't doing good. And I was like, I wanted to do good because I enjoyed doing it. And I really enjoyed playing and doing videos of it. I posted that on our videos. And someone, I want to find the actual post. But it was like something along the lines of, this is clickbait or something like that. And it, it's right at the end of the video. So the post is, it's just simply called "A Creeper Demolished My House," like the video is titled. It's called, and the person commented, "It's right at the end of the video at 32 minutes. And it just takes out a wall. Dumb." I mean, it's like, what do you expect? It's like someone trying to do videos. It's like, what do you expect? Of course, there's going to be clickbait. Not everything is legitimate. Not every title is like, oh. It's like, I never said what part of my house. It's like, I'm not trying to defend it. It's obviously a clickbait title. I know, I'm aware. But it's like, it's a clickbait title. I know that. But it's just, I don't know. Let's just search Minecraft and see some clickbait stuff. Try and find some clickbait. I don't know. I'm not good at sourcing stuff like that out. But the most, that's probably one of the most clickbait things I've done as of late. But before that, the only thing that comes to mind is Reddit, is the "All Roast Me" video, which I'd like to do another one of, but I don't know. I may or may not. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I don't know. back to the main topic, I guess, since I don't know where the hell any of this is going. I don't expect a decrease in videos. Granted, there's not much of a decrease that I could do, aside from not posting for a week, I guess, which I don't want to do. What I was talking about. I want to do a mix of videos that I enjoy making and you guys enjoy watching. So that's where the happy medium comes in with the Reddit stuff, because you guys like watching that and I enjoy making them. But the only thing is with that, I like to stand during the videos. And if you notice, this is my standing desk. You're probably wondering, well, if you like standing, why'd you take it off your desk? Because it's just a standing desk converter where you just set it on your desk and it goes up and down. But the hydraulic, like, hose or whatever, I guess it's called, it got severed from the lever that brings it up and down. So it was stuck in the standing position, and I left it like that for a good, like, day or so. But then I realized I don't want to, because if I wanted to sit, I'd have to... Oh, shit, the battery's gonna die. Oh, give me a minute. All right, so where was I? Oh, yeah, I was talking about the standing desk. So, yeah, it's just a converter that you just put on top of your desk. But, yeah, so I was, for a good day it was up. And I, if I wanted to sit down, I'd have to have my neck like at like a 45 degree angle. I tweeted about this the day it happened. It was just the other day. But I had to sit like that, and everything was like, it's like when you sit on the floor and you're watching TV or whatever, and it's like everything's just black. Like everything gets so much darker. So yeah, that was not fun, but I like using it. I like standing during the Reddit videos or reaction videos, I guess. Videos where I don't have to be, like, gaming videos, I normally won't do it, but if every so often I will, because I don't have the most room for my keyboard, so I try not to do gaming stuff. But if I'm already standing, I'll be like, oh well. So yeah, I don't know how the hell I'd fix it, because it was completely severed, because I just left it up like overnight, because I was standing, and then I was like, it's getting late, I should go to bed. So I just kept it up because I didn't feel the need to put it down that night, because there was no urgency to. So it was fine, it went up just fine. But then the next day I tried putting it down, because I was standing for a little bit, but I was like, I want to put it down. So I because the lever's only on the one side, but I put my hand on the lever and I start pushing down, and then I'm like, what the hell, why isn't it going down? And then I look to see if anything's like blocking it or whatever. I don't know what would be, but and then I go to try it again, and I see that the lever, or I feel, I guess, that the lever is stuck, and I'm like, what the hell, why is it stuck? And then I go, and because it was relatively dark, I put on my flashlight, and I'm like, what the heck? And then I see that the lever is severed from the hose or whatever it is, the hydraulics, I guess, was completely severed. So I was like, oh good, that's great. And then I asked Jacob if he knew of any way that I could fix it, and I just sent him the picture of it, and I was like, you have any ideas of how to fix this? And he's like, warranty. And I was like, well, too bad I didn't get one, because I've never gotten warranty on anything, because I felt like if I get something and it breaks, I'm just gonna be like, oh well. But yeah, with this I probably should have, because I like using it, and I don't know, I just don't like sitting for every video. So yeah, I don't know. But yeah, hopefully, because I don't think I'm gonna buy another one, because they're expensive. Like, granted, this isn't like a $300 one, because some of them are. This one was only like $80, I think. So I don't know. I want to find a way to fix it. Here, let's see. Here's the moment of truth. Will it work? Nope. But yeah, it's goofed. But yeah. And I thought of, like, if I wanted to do a standing video, I could just move it every time, because it's not too big of a hassle, I guess, but I don't know, it just get annoying to have to move everything every time. And especially with the tripod, like changing the height of that every time, because I just use this camera, it's like an actual like camcorder for videos and streams and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's that, I guess. But yeah, another thing that's been in the news, and I'm sure everyone's heard about at this point, watching this, I guess, or if you care about the MCU at all, Spider-Man's getting kicked the fuck out. I talked about this on stream, but yeah, Spider-Man's getting booted because Sony and Disney decided, hey, fuck you. Oh, well, no, Sony decided fuck Disney, because Disney wanted 50-50 split, but Sony only wanted to give them a 5% split, which I guess in a way makes sense. The 5 percent, because they did, because Sony funded for Far From Home, I guess. But I think it should be a 50-50 split, because look at what look what Marvel and Disney has done with Spider-Man. They've made him great. They found the best actor, I think, in my opinion. Not to say I don't like the Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans or the Andrew Garfield Spider-Mans, which weren't the greatest, but they were okay, I guess. The first one was decent, but two was just a shit show, I think. I don't know. It's weird, and it's like I don't know why they expected it to work, splitting Spider-Man between Sony and Disney, because they had to expect that at a point Sony was gonna say fuck it and say we're not giving you Spider-Man, we're not letting you do Spider-Man anymore. We all had to expect that this was coming, because it's partnership between two companies. You have to expect that at a point they won't work, because it's just, how do you expect something like that between two big corporations, how do you expect something like that to work out forever? There's no way that they'll always come to an agreement, because look at how much how successful the Spider-Man movies have done, and how greatly people appreciate Spider-Man in the MCU. Look at how great his character is in the MCU. Look at all the great stuff that's come out of it. Look at the heart-wrenching moments in both Endgame and Infinity War, where one Spider-Man dies, and then one where Tony dies. It's like both are heart-wrenching moments. Both almost got me to cry. Well, the Iron Man one was very, very close, but yeah, Infinity War, I was damn close. I was heartbroken when that happened. But yeah, the entire thing with Infinity War was just, I left the theater just fucking confused. I think I've talked about this before, maybe on stream or something like that. But I left the theater when I watched Infinity War. I was just like, what the fuck? Because I hadn't gotten it spoiled for me yet, and I watched it like a couple months after the fact, and nothing was spoiled up till that point. So I was like, good job me. And I didn't try and make a point to not go on social media. I still did, but I was very weary. And I did see the I don't feel so good memes, and I saw one where it was just like a spider, and then it was like turning into dust, and I was like, I don't know what that means, but I'm not looking into it. So yeah, I saw that, but that was at most what got spoiled. That was at most, and I still didn't even know what the hell it meant. I didn't know it meant that they were gonna lose in Infinity War. Oh yeah, by the way,
spoilers
for a movie that's been out for well over a year. But yeah, I left the theater just fucking confused. I was like, what the fuck just happened? But yeah, and then with Infinity War, I left happy. I was like, hell yeah. Like, sad, because yeah, Iron Man died, and so did Black Widow, and Cap, technically. He just retired and gave Captain America to Sam. But back to Spider-Man. They made great stuff, Disney did, and it's like, it's so stupid. It's like, how does Sony not realize that they've done that? Marvel's done such a good job, and the fact that he's a Marvel property, and the MCU doesn't get to have him, I think is just so stupid. I feel like, in a way, if Stan Lee were still alive today, he'd say, hey, knock it off, give him. But I don't know. Then again, I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I just, everything about this is just weird. Because it's like, Spider-Man, like, everyone fought for Spider-Man to be in the MCU. Everyone fought for Spider-Man to be in the Avengers. I did, because I fucking love Spider-Man. But then, once he's in the MCU, then we take it for granted. And then we're just like, oh, yeah, there's no way he'll be out of it, right? Because, or me at least, I guess, because I didn't know. I thought that Disney bought Spider-Man off of Sony, and I didn't know it was, like, a partnership. Between the two, I guess. I didn't know. So then when, I heard about this, I was like, what the fuck? But yeah, so I guess I had heard something about, Sony working with Marvel for Spider-Man. I guess I heard something about that, but I didn't really think much of it. Yeah, so I didn't really know much about it. So then when this news broke, I was like, what the fuck? So yeah, it was just, I don't like it. And I feel like if Sony does decide to do something with Spider-Man, and I don't know the full story. I don't know whether or not they do have him, or if it's still in negotiation or whatever the hell. So I don't know. And whatever comes out after this, I have no idea. Obviously. So within the next few days of me in the post-production part of this, and from when I'm filming it to when this goes out, I won't know. Obviously. So, if anything does come out, don't say, hey, this obviously came out. If you're following it at all, you'd know. I'm filming this on Saturday. I'm filming it on Saturday, August 24th. But yeah, so, if anything does come out or has came out and I just don't know about it, oh well. It's not present to me at this time, so yeah. That's about that, I guess. I guess that's good enough for the first episode of The Lone Wolf. I guess that's good enough. A good 45-ish minute podcast. I think that's good. I'm kind of surprised I went for this long, but I had to have expected it because I've done stuff like this for an hour, for 2 hours, on stream, so I guess it's nothing too different. That's about that. I think I'm gonna leave this here. So yeah, that's it for this video. If you guys enjoyed, please hit that like button down below, subscribe, join the Wolfpack, make sure to post notifications on. Oh wait, never mind. I'll try and get this on like iTunes and Spotify and stuff. I'll try and get this on like podcast platforms. But if this does well, and if not, I won't even bother. But if you guys enjoy this, I will put it on other platforms aside from this. So yeah, that's it for this video. If you guys enjoyed, please hit the like button down below, subscribe, join the Wolfpack, make sure to post notifications on. Moon Wolf, see ya.